Proclamation number 8410 of 12th of February, 1963. Fight against error. Like conditions desire for truth. It is a futile endeavor to expel error from the world because it depends on people themselves to what extent they desire the truth, and because God's adversary has supremacy in the last days before the end and he will always work against the truth, supported by the people who are his followers. Thus light will never be able to be spread across the whole earth at the end of a period of salvation. Instead, only sparks of light will ever flash up, but these will radiate such a bright glow that the path people are to take, which will lead them to the goal, will be clearly recognizable. Although you are always given the task to carry the light out into the world, there are only a few light bearers who receive light from God Himself which they can pass on. And there are only a few people who long for light, who want to escape the darkness of spirit. Yet for the sake of these few, God repeatedly radiates the light to earth, and you humans yourselves must decide to accept the light or to continue to remain in the darkness of night. Error has taken root and is very difficult to eradicate, for the adversary influences the human being's intellect and it predominantly moves in the wrong direction. Yet the human being himself is convinced of the correctness of his thinking, and this is the great evil, that he does not doubt it and asks inward questions but unwaveringly also tries to transfer his thinking to his fellow human beings. And instead of turning to the eternal truth itself and asking it for clarification, he draws his knowledge from sources which God's adversary also poisoned. And he is often satisfied with enlightenments of dubious origin because he is unaware of the power and cunning of God's adversary. And again, the individual's degree of love is decisive as to how far the human being moves in truth. But love has grown cold, it only applies to one's own ego, and therefore it is not the heart but only the intellect which decides when judging knowledge. Nevertheless, the bearers of light should spare no effort to spread the truth so that every person is offered the opportunity to take notice of it and to be able to oppose his own erroneous knowledge. Then the human being should also use his intellect and reflect on the truth conveyed to him, and as soon as he is of good will, quiet doubts will arise in him, and then a blessing can arise for him after all. He can accept the light because it gives him inner clarity. It will be a wrestling match of an incomparable kind which will take place in the last days between the light and the darkness, between the bearers of truth and misguided humanity. And therefore God Himself will guide the light to earth, which truly has great illuminating power but will never prevail where the resistance is still too great. And this will not be broken by force, but just as the adversary has no power over the bearers of light either, but he flees the light which has taken its origin from God. But his great counteraction against truth will be recognizable and increase the closer the end is. Where only one heart is still open, there a ray of light will penetrate, for truly, the turning towards God earns every person a light. Only he may no longer extinguish it by not departing from his intellectual thinking when his heart instructs him otherwise. As soon as he is not certain enough of his own wisdom, he can already be happy, for only a doubting, questioning person can be taught, whereas a person convinced of his thinking will no longer accept anything else, no matter how much he is in spiritual darkness. But whatever can be done will also be done on God's part, for only in the light can he himself be recognized in his nature, and only the pure truth will portray himself such that people will learn to love him and strive towards him. But the fact that the opposing power is so successful in the darkness is becoming ever stronger is due to the will of people themselves, who, because they lack love, are also deprived of all light and love for him, are also devoid of all light and therefore also grant the adversary power over them, which he truly uses and causes ever more confusion. Yet people have free will which is not violently broken. Amen.